Hello, everybody. This is Gary, KM4AQ, and this is an audio test of ICOM's new D-Star Digital IC92AD. Andy talking. I'm talking on the IC92 now with its internal microphone in D-Star Digital mode. And to give you a comparison of what this radio sounds like compared to a few others, I'm going to also give you a test of the IC91AD and my ICOM IC2820 mobile, all in digital mode, and then I'll run through all those once again in analog mode, and I'll also test the GPS speaker mic that comes as an option for this IC92AD. And then finally, before we wrap up the test completely, I'll play a few minutes of a contact that I had with another ham talking on a local repeater, and he's using his own brand new IC92AD, so you can see what this radio sounds like with somebody else's voice. So once again, this is the ICOM 9280 with the internal mic in D-Star Digital. And next, I'll give you a transmission through this radio with its GPS speaker mic. This is KN4AQ. Okay, this is the 9280 with the GPS speaker mic, still in D-Star Digital, KN4AQ testing. I'm testing the ICOM IC9280 D-Star Digital handheld, and I'm talking through its optional and rather expensive GPS speaker mic. And next, for comparison, we're going to switch to the ICOM IC91AD, the original D-Star handheld, and see what that sounds like in digital mode. Then we'll go to the 2820 in digital, and then we'll run through everything again in analog. And this is KN4AQ. And here I am on the IC91AD. This is through its internal microphone. I don't have a speaker mic to test with this radio. So this is, for comparison, this is the audio in D-Star Digital of the ICOM IC91AD. And next we're going to switch to the ICOM 2820 mobile in D-Star Digital and see what that sounds like. And then we'll test everything in analog, and then we'll get to the actual on-air contact with another station using a 9280. This is KN4AQ testing the 91AD in D-Star Digital. And this is our third comparison. This is the ICOM IC2820 mobile in D-Star digital mode. So this is KN4AQ testing on the ICOM IC2820 mobile in D-Star digital for the third audio comparison. And next we're going to switch to all the same radios in analog and see what they sound like there. And then we'll get to our on-the-air conversation. This is KN4AQ testing the ICOM 2820 mobile in D-Star digital. And now we begin the analog portion of the comparison test. This is KN4AQ testing. This is the IC92AD D-Star Digital handheld, but in FM analog mode. And I'm talking through the internal microphone. So this is analog FM on the IC92AD. And I'll switch to the GPS speaker mic and stay in analog, and you can see what the difference sounds like with that. Then we'll try the 91AD and the 2820 in analog. This is KN4AQ, 92AD in analog. And here comes something we haven't heard yet, a squelch tail. This is KN4AQ, and we're in analog with the 92AD and now speaking through the GPS speaker mic. And I was very careful, and I think ICOM will be happy for me to say this, very careful to turn off the radio when I plugged in and disconnected the GPS speaker mic. It warns you in the manual to make sure you turn it off when you unplug and plug in the GPS speaker mic. So this is the 92AD with the GPS speaker mic in FM analog. And next we'll switch to the IC91AD in analog and then to the 2820, and then we'll get onto our digital contact through the repeater. So finishing up with the 92AD and GPS speaker mic in analog, switching to the 91, KN4AQ. Okay, here's the sound of the ICOM IC91AD in analog mode. This is KN4AQ testing. And by the way, I'm recording all this by tapping directly out of the speaker jack of an ID800 D-Star mobile and feeding it into the line input of my computer and recording with a program called Adobe Audition. I know you wanted to know all that. This is KN4AQ testing in analog FM with the IC91AD, and we'll switch to the analog mode on the IC2820 mobile. And finally, finishing up the analog portion of the test, this is the IC2820 mobile in FM analog. And coming up next, I talked to a ham who had a brand new IC92AD handheld on the local repeater. He's kind of on the fringe of the repeater, and
and so you're going to hear some of that R2-D2 garble that we talk about on D-Star when a signal's right on the threshold, right on the edge of being copyable. So here's the contact on the air on D-Star Digital with a fellow with a 92AD and me. I'll be on my 2820 mobile. This is KN4AQ rounding out the analog test on the 2820.
KN4AQ, N2JFP.
Good morning, N2JFP. 4AQ mobile just heading up toward Durham.
That's where I'm looking. I just got a 92AD a couple days ago, and you would be my second digital contact. So, are you running on a mobile or a handheld?
2820 mobile, and on Western Parkway, just heading up toward the Tobacco Historic District. Did you say that was a 92AD?
Yeah, I just got it in a few days ago. The repeater owner read, and the day I got it, and now you. The antenna I had, the stock antenna, didn't do too well, so I had to purchase an aftermarket antenna. So I'm very happy with the performance now with the new antenna. I can hear you perfectly fine, and I'm walking around my apartment a little bit, so the signal might But I'm just glad I'm able to hit the machine. So, have you been on D-Star for a while?
Yeah, I can't count myself as one of the pioneers, but my first D-Star radio was a 91 that I bought in October of 2006.